a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, which is my colonizing taxpayer name, Wendy. And We talk about Native news and Native events and Native issues. And as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Native Roots Trading Post. We're having our grand reopening on March 15th, which is a week from today.
Wow.
A week from today, Tuesday. 700 Nicollet Avenue. It's inside the Dayton's building, right on the first floor.
Also, we're going to have Henry Boucher come in on Saturday. We're going to have a big setup, and he's going to sign books and memorabilia. And we'll talk a little bit more about Henry for people that don't know later on this week. But
is that this Saturday or next Saturday? It's got to be next Saturday because we're opening next Tuesday. Duh. So that's next Tuesday.
Thank you for making me look good, Wendy. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Anytime.
That's awesome. We got to give a major, major shout out to Ogama, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's got a little baby today.
Yes, Ogama just had a baby girl this morning.
Yep, definitely. And what's the name? Do you remember?
Show me the picture there. Novalee.
Yeah, Novalee. Linnell Burr, who was 8 pounds, 2 ounces. And that's a hard name for me to say, so I'll just call her Bobby. No.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Best wishes to, is it Burr family?
Yeah.
The Burr family.
Yeah.
Ogama and Jace and Anna.
Yeah.
And now new baby. So congratulations. Best wishes.
And get back to work soon. I mean, take your time.
Yes. Yeah. Take your time. She's on maternity leave. So that's great.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So other things going on. We're going to have Nancy Bolio on today of Bemidji 350, and I know they have some major updates going on up there in the deep north. Her and Gina are going to be reporting live and to a place where we can't really talk about right now.
Oh, an undisclosed location. Ooh.
Also, too, before we talk about your sacred animal section, too, we've got to give a shout out to the Minneapolis school teachers who are on strike.
Wow.
And I know I'm being a former St. Paul school teacher. They have a tentative contract, Wendy, and wouldn't look good for the superintendent to have a strike, two strikes in 4 years.
So yeah, that's really bad. Well, wish them luck.
But Minneapolis, again, hasn't had been on strike for many, many years, similar to St. Paul. St. Paul, when we went on strike, it's 2 years ago, but about 3 years ago. It was the first time since 1946.
Wow.
Yeah,
I remember you guys were striking, and then there was the shutdown because of the pandemic. So it happened right then. So
yeah, it really did.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are you going to be talking about in your animal section?
Well, I have a couple of updates about events that are taking place. And so I'll be giving that information. So if you're listening at home, grab a pen so you can write down some information. I'm going to be talking about, since the war in Ukraine and, I'm thinking about the soldiers and PTSD. And I'm going to be talking about how dogs can help them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They always can help.
We've talked about this before on the show, and we're going to be talking about it again.
A lot of people congratulating Ogama and her family on our live stream here on Facebook. And we're also on YouTube and Twitter. I just want to let everybody know that.
Mm-hmm. Spotify.
Well, Spotify for the audio, but we're on video.
Oh, video.
You can see what we look at. Like, and it's funny, some people have jumped on and going, oh my gosh, this is what you guys look like that normally listen to us. And I just got to say a couple other things too, Wen. And one of the things is we're going to be back on Frogtown Radio.
Nice.
And East Side Radio, and we're working on Boys Fort. So we're going to completely get on more stations right now.
That's great.
We are live in Madison. We're live in
Chicago. Milwaukee,
and also the Twin Cities. So they can hear me go, for, you know, 5 days a week and hear it live and, so
is that a new t-shirt that you have on, Robert?
Sort of.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's a Timberwolves. And it
it's a Timberwolves. I thought it was Howling for Wolves, one of our sponsors. It kind of.
But you see, it's the Native American month. It's got the medicine wheel colors.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Very nice. And, got it. Love it. Yeah, it's nice. If anybody doesn't know what it looks like, it's the state of Minnesota with a wolf howling, and there's some teepees on the bottom.
And, we'll
and
be
the star for the...
We'll be howling, too.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, some teepees right there. Yeah. I didn't even notice.
Added to your collection.
Yeah, I was nervous to say I got another t-shirt.
He kind of has a t-shirt collection for those out there listening in radio land.
Right. Well, you know, you're going to go ahead.
Do you want mumbling. Should I say? I tell a lot of our family secrets out on the radio. Robert could wear a t-shirt, one t-shirt every day and never have to wash one for at least 365 days.
At least.
At least. And maybe even beyond. That's how many t-shirts Robert has.
Hey, Jen on Facebook is correcting me. Waukesha is where we are. Waukesha / Milwaukee. Also, we're live 5 days a week.
Thank you.
And so they get to hear.
We don't even know where we are.
We're in St. Paul.
I know.
What the? Jeez. Well, it's hard. You know, we just really, it's been an up and down situation. I guess I just want to talk real quick, briefly on just the emotional roller coaster we've been on with what we see on the news. Mm-hmm. And hopefully what we're doing here is letting you guys think of some other different things. Mm-hmm. But your sacred animal section that's been on since the inception of Native Roots Radio. I don't even know what I do. I just kind of announce people. But you work hard on, for 5 years now, talking about our sacred animals and our relatives with paws, tails, fins, trunks,
everything. Yeah, we talk about them all. They all matter.
Yeah, and I know it's. I've learned so much about our sacred animals all over the world, not just Turtle Island here, but and just really appreciative of that segment. And we've really morphed over the years. Like we've been on. We started on an hour on Saturdays, and then went to 2 hours, and then. We did Pilots Progressive Party along with that during the week, and then we just had progressive people on, and then we did Rock the Vote Native Style with Nancy, and we're going to be revving that up again too.
Yeah, when's that starting?
You know, I can't give you the exact date, but it's starting soon. It'll be before I think the primaries, and really get it get it going there. And I think we're going to do a live down in the Democratic convention. And I think that's in Rochester. We're going to probably do a live show down there.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, hopefully you'll be in Minnesota then so you don't, so I don't have to lug all this stuff myself.
Yeah, I don't know. No, we'll see.
I'll have to get it on your calendar. Wendy's Globetrotter, she's back and forth from New York with her family, and I'll be I have another job, so I have to be close to home or close to a computer. So we're gonna work out where we can do New York once in a while too, and
spend time there. We'll have live from New York. We'll
do it's Saturday Night Live. Oh no! hey, up next, Wendy. How did we do that? We just killed 10 minutes talking. What did we just talk about?
I don't know, but I wanted to just bring this up really quickly. There's a video out there on Facebook and other social media outlets of this little Ukrainian girl singing Frozen in her language, and they're in a bunker somewhere in the Ukraine trying to stay safe. And this little girl's voice is really like an angel. So if you could find it on Facebook, just take a look at it. It's really just beautiful.
Yeah. Up next, Nancy Boley of Bemidji 350. We're going to be talking about what they're doing up there in the deep north now. You know, it's crazy. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Navigating COVID while protecting yourself can be difficult. Fortunately, there's a hotline you can call with any questions. The Department of Indian Work St. Paul partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. They provide information on vaccines, booster shots, and testing sites. Right now, booster shots are available to anyone over the age of 18 for those who are eligible. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline can also help with housing, food, medical, and educational support. If you or someone you know has questions about COVID-19, vaccinations, booster shots, or testing, please call 651-304-9986. Again, the number is 651-304-9986. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline is open for calls Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, what a coincidence. We're having Nancy on Bemidji 350, and the warrior that she is, she's up in the deep north doing something right now, as always. Nancy, welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Bonjour, Robert, and to all of our awesome peeps up there listening to our, this, you know, the truth is what we say, Robert. So I'm always more than honored to show up for my segment on Tuesday evening. And I want to say a big teamy gwich to everyone that believes in the work that we do, that continues to show up in all kinds of different ways. And if you're wondering how you can show up, you can reach out to us at Minnesota 350. We are in the next couple of weeks going to be relaunching our Treaty Pledge campaign, and you can find that by visiting mn350.org/treaty-pledge, and there will be an email where you can get signed in, and you'll also get a series of emails that will talk about the treaties and why they're important. The shared history, because again, these treaties don't just belong to Native people, they belong to the non-Native people. So this is a way you can find out you know, how we're showing up, where we're showing up, and how to engage yourself. And tonight, that's exactly what we're doing. We're showing up in the city of Cohasset here in northern Minnesota, just a mile away from the Leech Lake Reservation, where I am enrolled as a citizen. And we have this company called the Huber Mill Frontier Project. And I know this radio show has already shed some light on it. But tonight they're proposing to go ahead with this project because, one, there probably be not too many environmental impacts, and about job creation. And we know the Walz administration, and with special legislation, gave this project the green light again, just like they did with Line 3 without the environmental impact study. And so once again, the tribes were not consulted, not one tribe. There's seven tribes here, seven tribes, that's including the Minnesota Chippewa tribes and Red Lake that have not been consulted. So we're here to say we demand an EIS, and this project needs to be stopped.
Absolutely. You know, it's really disheartening to hear that the tribes were not brought to the table again. And that just tells us how sneaky and fearful they are of what they're doing up there.
Right. And, you know, it's really disheartening when we think about, you know, our governor and some of the campaign promises he made along the way. This includes his Executive Order 19-24, the government-to-government piece. Well, he's obviously failed at that. And, you know, I don't understand why we would, you know, ever trust him again, because every time he's busted with giving the green light, he says he'll get better next time. And that's exactly what he told Leech Lake when Leech Lake, our chairman, asked him, why didn't you consult us? And, well, we'll do better next time, but I'm also here to gain your support for my reelection. And it's like, we got to do better than that. We actually, some of our own people, you know, are our allies that align with our values. We really need to step it up, Robert, as citizens, everyday citizens who say we can't do anything. We can get registered to vote, and we can go to the primary elections and help our allies and our relatives who are running for these important seats get in to the main ballot on November 3rd, show up again on November 3rd, and have them have the, you know, give our support to them. And when they win their elections, Robert, our voices will be heard and our words won't continue to fall on deaf ears. But we don't only need people at the table. We need our citizens at the table to show up and vote and to show up for city council meetings and whatnot. So this is what we're trying to do at Minnesota 350. It's not just about registering to vote. It's the civic engagement process, because our votes should be the only thing that's counted here. It's our voices before November 3rd and after November 3rd, and what does that look like? And so I think moving forward, we're going to have a lot of good work to do. And I'm excited for that.
Hey, one of the things I want to remind, because we're on progressive radio stations across the country and also native stations and just a lot of progressive stations out there, that I really feel like Walz portrayed himself in a different way, because we know he was first elected as a congressman down in the Rochester area, which is traditionally a red area. And so he won as a Democrat, being more of a middle kind of Republican. Mm-hmm. And then where he's bringing...
Democrat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. a middle Democrat, exactly. Mm-hmm. A conservative Democrat, basically. Mm-hmm. Almost like Amy Klobuchar and Toxic Tina. Mm-hmm. And, say Toxic Tina? I didn't mean that. Yes, I did.
Well, that's okay. It happens. I mean, you know, when you think about Walz, we refer to him, you know, speaking with the forked tongue like a snake. Environment on one side and then mining and pipelines on the other side. It's like, how do you trust a person like that? And for mm-hmm. him to come into our territory and say, I'm going to be your voice, vote me in, and then totally dishonor his own executive order. We really need to think about what we as citizens, everyday people, Robert, I keep stressing this, we mm-hmm. all have a part to play in this. And, you know, honestly, I don't have a whole lot of trust in the DFL party. I don't have trust in the Republicans, because, you know, our votes are always being used. And what we need to do is hold their feet to the fire, learn how to play their game. And what does that mm-hmm. look like? That means running for office. That means attending meetings. That means registering to vote at the primary and the general election. It means so many things that we as citizens and as collective sovereign people, we need to band together to take back what is ours. And obviously, we're under Western civilization, under Western policy, and it violates our treaty. So we need to also show up and remind them that they too are treaty people, and your policies and the way your systems are set up infringe on our treaties, and we're not having it anymore. So that's why we have to keep showing up in places like this.
You know, we're lucky to have what's her name, Wendy, that's here in our area, the national senator.
Erin Murphy?
No. Erin's a state senator, okay. But we're lucky to have Erin, too.
Betty McCollum?
Yeah, yes. Betty, thank you very much, because Betty McCollum's been supporting Native Americans, mm-hmm. Native Americans. And what I wanted to say before that, before I had that brain fart, was that people come knock on your door and want your vote. Have them come in, give them a cup of coffee, and ask them questions. Mm-hmm. They're just people, too. They put their bloomers on the same way, and they we need to talk to them, and they're willing to talk, and we need to really vet them out, because I don't think, you know, the way you say you're one way and then you vote another way and act another way, you know, that's what we have to really pay attention to. So, I mean, let's talk to these people. Don't be afraid to talk to these politicians.
Right. And, you know, looking at the Native People's Caucus of the Minnesota DFL and some of our work at MN350 Action, our political leg, we are creating positions where we have people that will follow up with the candidates to say, well, you know, we voted you in because we had some alignments here and we had issues that connected us. So what are we going to do together collectively to address those issues that you campaigned on and that we felt that you were going to address? So we have thought about this long and hard, and what does that look like? So there are positions now available where people can join or apply and say, hey, I want to be a part of that process, because Robert, if we let them run off again on November 3rd, a lot of our good work just goes to the wayside. And, you know, we work really hard for Rock to Vote Native style, and we actually did a tremendous job at getting our people to the table to register to vote. And again, our words fall on deaf ears, but it's again building that community. And how do we, after and before November 3rd, build people power to show up in numbers into the DFL party and even the Republican party? Someone's got to go tell them they too are treaty people, because treaties are nonpartisan. And if anybody's house or business is on this land, they too are still a treaty people, because they're very much alive today as the day they were signed. So there has to be some type of, you know, conversations that take place across all fronts, all political fronts, all levels of government, and even community people need to understand, especially our people. That's mm-hmm. where we get our power, Robert, when we come together collectively. And so at Bemidji 350, we are the new treaty campaign for northern Minnesota, and we're just so excited about building that community. And what does that people power look like? And it's all about good things like land back, healing. And when you have land back, healing, and our ways where you can come back and find your way back, you build on hope, and we're resilient again, Robert. And we teach each other how to show up, and we show up together. And when we do that, Robert, we're a force. We are.
We yeah, definitely. That. Definitely, Nancy. Exactly. And we're going to wrap up this segment here in about 30 seconds, but I just want to say, don't be discouraged. And I don't get discouraged when I hear Nancy speak, because mm-hmm. she speaks the truth, Wendy, yep. and she also gives us solutions, mm-hmm. and it gets me fired up.
Yes, she you know? Does fire people up.
And we need that, too, because we can't be complacent. Mm-hmm. We cannot be complacent.
No,
so
we can't.
We have Nancy Bolio, Bemidji 350, just a groovy organizer up there and doing her thing. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have another segment with her.
Awesome.
That's exciting. And then we're going to have the Sacred Animal section with Wendy Pilot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a 5-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Aho, relatives. My name is George McCauley, Omaha Nation. I'm a citizen of the Omaha Nation in Nebraska. As we head into wintertime, many of us will be back together indoors. It's important to make sure you receive your COVID booster shot. Older Americans are more at risk for complications for COVID-19. All three COVID vaccine boosters have been approved. Find a vaccine site by calling 651-304-9986 or go to vaccineconnector.mn.gov.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Children's Minnesota raises up children's health by raising the standards. Hands, voices, the bar, the stakes, the questions, and the curtain on raising kids' health to the highest priority. With the most pediatric experts in the Upper Midwest, we're setting the stage because kids need us, all of us. So let's raise them up so every kid can reach their best health. Children's Minnesota, the kid experts.
Hello, Minnesota. This is Tom Hartman, and you can catch me every weekday from 11 to 2 right here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's smart radio for smart people.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
This is Frank Brown, owner of Minuteman Press Uptown. We've been working with political campaigns and nonprofits for years, helping with their printing and promotional needs. Year after year, campaigns and organizations come back to us because we deliver on time. Our team has over 100 years of experience, and we have two graphic designers on staff. We know running a political campaign is very dynamic with last-minute deadlines. At Minuteman Press, we are ready for the last-minute job, and we'll make it happen. We print T-shirts, lawn signs, door hangers, bumper stickers, lit pieces, postcard mailers that we can assist with targeting, and so much more. We are the only minority-owned union print shop in Minnesota, and we stand up for racial, social, and economic justice. Choose the company that matches your values for your political campaign's printing and promotional needs. We have a 5-star rating on Google with over 150 reviews. See what our customers are saying about us. Call Minuteman Press Uptown at 612-870-0777 or visit mpuptown.com. Minuteman Press Uptown. We print everything.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lulia. Cloudy tonight with a low of 11, then Wednesday sunshine with a high of 21. Crooners is back after an exciting winter renovation featuring a new dining room, the brand new Maggie's Lounge, and expanded main stage seating. That's Crooners Supper Club, just north of 694 off Highway 65 in Fridley. More at croonersmn.com.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, thank you. Hey, we're here with Nancy Bolio of Bemidji 350, and we're just talking political, you know, how we should stand tall and take control of our politicians and our political life, and we really appreciate that talk. Welcome back, Nance.
Oh, McGwich, for having me for another segment. Yeah, again, just to remind people, we're in Cohasset here to oppose the Huber Mill Frontier Project, and it's actually going to cut out forests here right around the immediate area, 70 to 100 miles, and that is devastating to see that happen. And they don't have our permission to kill our forests and all of our animal brothers out there. And, you know, it's toxic in all kinds of ways during its process. And it also brings in, I think, 180 semi vehicles towing in a 24-hour period. So, again, there's a risk to our community when it comes to missing and murdered. Mm. And, you know, we just don't understand why we can't be a part of our you know, this process when we are a sovereign people. And we want to be heard, and that's why we have to be here again. And, you know, we have better things to do, like living life, but, you know, what good is anything else if we don't protect the sacred? So I encourage all of our listeners and our relatives and our allies to show up, because, you know, this has been nothing but beautiful. It has been challenging from time to time, but you know what? As an individual, I've grown in so many different ways. I'm now a delegate and the chair to my local precinct in the DFL party, because I believe, and I'll say it again, Robert, that if we're not at the table, we are what's being served. So that's why it's important to, you know, show up and just bring a, you know, bring good spirit with you and have a good soul, and always show up with a good heart. And there's all kinds of different ways you could support this movement. And that person that decides to show up and be a part of this, they determine how they want to show up. And there's always a place for any kind of skill, talent, whatever it might be, Robert, there's a place for everyone here. And we're here to take care of each other, because, again, we're all related.
Absolutely. And when you speak about that, I know when Gina reported to us about the eagle's nest, I know Wendy and I got super, super mad, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It's really something that bothers me a lot. And I mean, not only for the, you know, the land, the water, the people who live there, you know, like you said, Nancy, the animals are just going to be displaced, and they're moving eagles' nests, and oh my gosh, it's just a disaster. And they just did it under the table. Like, they didn't even ask anybody.
Right. And you know, like Line 3 isn't enough, you know, threat to our Manoman. This project is also a threat to the Manoman. And, you know, we really need, as people collectively, you know, say this ain't right. This has got to stop somewhere. And I think, you know, even calling the governor's office, you know, to voice your concern, and I don't have that number on hand. I used to know it by heart, but I took a break and stepped back for a while, and I don't have that on hand. But, you know, they can Google his phone, his office, his administration, and say, hey, you know, this isn't right. And I think, you know, this is almost one of the perfect times for that to be called out, because he's running for re-election here, and I think he needs to be addressed and when he's out and about. And, you know, those false campaign promises aren't going to work this time again. And we really need to talk about, you know, the failure to consult. That's not okay. The EIS, the public comment, that's a violation of environmental protections and policies. And no company, no, regardless how much money they have, should be allowed to circumvent any of these safeguards put in place and our right as Native people to inherently, under our ancestors, protect all that is sacred. And those treaties protect that. So these guys need to be reminded of Article 6, and we're going to keep showing up in all kinds of different ways. And that's exactly what we're going to do.
Yeah, I have Walz's phone number right here. It's really easy to remember. 651-201-3400. Again, 651-201-3400.
Thank you. Yeah, and you know, Robert, I want to mention too, you know, I'm lucky enough to be sitting here with Miss Gina Peltier, and she's with Honor the Earth, and she was waiting backstage earlier in the show, and apparently in the wrong waiting room, but I would like to pass the mic over to Gina and have her share a little bit, if you don't mind.
No, perfect. Bring her on.
All right, here we go.
Awesome.
Hey, Robert and Wendy. So good to see you guys again.
Yeah, good to see you too.
Yeah, Gina. We're with Gina Peltier of Honor the Earth. Tell us how you're feeling. What's going on? What is, if we have excitement going on there? Are we gonna circle the building? What are we doing?
So right now, we are gathering inside the building where people are going to make public statements regarding their thoughts on this project. And this project's really, really, really scary. As we mentioned before, you know, it is going to be destroying two bald eagle's nests, but it's also going to dramatically reduce the shelter for the gray wolf. Ugh. So it's not just, you know, McGeevies that are going to be threatened. It's all types of wildlife that's going to be threatened by this project, because they also want to drain some wetlands, and that's going to dramatically affect the wild rice lakes. So, and then also I want to bring, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, wow, why can't they just leave us alone?
Right? And I heard you and Nancy talking about government accountability. And that's one thing I do want to bring up with this project is that the city of Cohasset has been deemed the responsible government unit, which means they're the ones who have been given the power to make the decision on if they're going to approve or reject this project. And quite honestly, you know, that goes against Governor Walz's 2019 executive order, you know, about government-to-government relations between tribes in the state of Minnesota. And this project is deeply going to affect all seven of the northern Minnesota tribes.
I know. I just can't. You know, the glue, the toxicness, the tearing down of trees in our pristine northern Minnesota area. Wendy.
Follow the money. It's all about the money. Unfortunately, that's corporate. It's sad. I don't even know what else to say about it. And it's not right.
It's really sad. With Minnesota, like we would always say with the Line 3 battle fight, northern Minnesota has a very fragile ecosystem. Northern Minnesota holds 5% of the world's fresh water. So if you mess with the northern Minnesota ecosystem, it could disrupt the whole world very dramatically and negatively. And it's really serious, especially after this summer with the drought we had and the heat wave. The drought was the worst they've seen in ever. And then the heat wave was the worst they've seen in 40 years. So climate change is real, and the damaging effects are coming to full.
Yeah, it is. And we cannot sit still, and I'm glad that you and Honor the Earth, MN350, Nancy, are blasting this out there, because we in the Twin Cities here and in our neighboring stations do not know what's going on. So we really appreciate you bringing this up, because we wouldn't know.
Thank you. And that too, like, I'm so grateful for Honor the Earth and MM350 and even Indigenous Environmental Network, IEN, because they really do the work to bring awareness to these really life-threatening projects that are happening that don't need to happen. You know, we don't need to be taking all this wood out of our forests when we've always had the capability and other resources to use to make this type of, you know, they want to use it to make particle board. And, you know, like I always say, when I come on your show, I can talk forever about hemp, you know, and you can make particle board out of hemp. So,
Yeah, definitely. And whether it's the state or the country really needs to jump on that and start manufacturing things out of hemp again. I mean, we saw it with COVID where we were running out of toilet paper and paper towels because people lost their minds. And that would be great if some native nation or even the, you know, the state of Minnesota support some kind of big machinery to hack that stuff up and mulch it up into paper, paper towels and whatever. You know, it's ridiculous. We need some leadership.
Yep. And there's one more thing I do want to mention about this sawmill. The pollution from this Huber sawmill could mix with the coal plant pollution and cause acid rain. That's something we do.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, Gina, thanks for the report. We really appreciate what you guys are doing up there and keeping us in the loop, because we need to hold our politicians accountable. Mm-hmm. Please call call Governor Walz at 651-201-3400 and let him know you're not cool with this at all.
Exactly. And you know what, Robert, over the years, you and I have gotten to know our local politicians. Mm-hmm. Like, we know our city council member. We know our, you know, senator who represents us. Like, we know our local government officials by name, and they know us. And I think over the years, it's been good for us to do that. And I think everyone should just get involved and just call your representatives and just talk to them. You don't even have to have an issue, or you don't have to have anything. Just have a conversation, get to know them a little bit so that they know who you are. And then when these types of things come up, you know, it's better than to, you know, go to them for it.
Absolutely. Gina, thank you so much for stopping in, really. And let's talk tomorrow if you have time, if you have the capacity, because I'd love to see what happened today, if you don't mind.
Yes, please. I'd love to.
All right. Excellent. Wow. That was Gina Peltier of Honor the Earth, Wendy. And again, it's just a...
Nancy of Bemidji 350.
Yeah. Both of those guys are just warriors up there and speaking the truth. So we're lucky to have them. We're lucky to have them on the station. And, you know, we're in Wisconsin, too, and they have Line 5 to deal with that we just dealt with here with Enbridge. Oh, yeah. The cat.
It just breaks my heart what happens to the land, you know, and the animals. I mean, these animals now, I mean, the wolves and other animals have their dens already set up. Yeah. You know, it's still winter. They're going to be displaced. Their animals are territorial. They may not be able to find, you know, be displaced, and then they can't find the food, and then they, you know, then they die. It's just really sad.
I know. Well, you're going to cheer us up on your sacred animal section here next, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Right on. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
The Senior Linkage Line is a free statewide service of the Minnesota Board on Aging in partnership with Trellis. I have volunteered with seniors nearly 15 years, working alongside their compassionate team. I am honored to partner with Trellis as we help our elders find housing, compare costs of Medicare prescriptions, and learn how to avoid fraud and scams targeting seniors. We help our elders optimize well-being as they age, and we can help you too. Reach out today at trellisconnects.org.
Life is a journey, and the Doherty Family College will help you get where you want to go. Located downtown Minneapolis, this affordable two-year college provides free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, one-on-one mentorship, and a Metro Transit pass, making DFC the perfect pathway to a bachelor's degree. Turn your dreams into reality. Connect with a counselor today at dfc.stthomas.edu.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Oh, that was pretty good. I guess... We don't miss Ogama. No, I'm just kidding.
We do miss Ogama. Congratulations again. She just had a baby girl today. So congratulations, Ogama, and your family.
Yeah,
best wishes.
Definitely.
Yes.
Hurry back soon.
Leave her alone.
I know. I'm sure she's
Today is National Women's Day. National Women's Day.
International Day.
Is that what it is?
Something like that. It's always National Women's Day here in this household.
That's right.
You know, if we count you and our sacred animals here, there's four against one.
That's right. All females. Yep. Female power. That's it.
Yep.
Well, I have a couple of updates. My name is Hana Jihihani, and that means cares for them. And I was given that name by Maidega Curtis. As always, Curtis, if you're listening, thank you. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I am a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. It's always my pleasure to do that. And I have a couple of updates. couple of events that are happening around here. So Humane Lobby Day, that's going to be here in Minnesota. But other states have Humane Lobby Day. So you could, I mean, there's one in Tennessee, too, that's coming up, too.
Maybe I should call my nanny and
tell her to go. Yeah. So Humane Lobby Day is a day orientation for the Minnesota one. If you just want to check it out and find out what's involved in Humane Lobby Day, is on March 15th, which is Tuesday. It's from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Babe, just to let you know, I won't be on the show that night because I will be attending the orientation.
Oh.
But we talk about top animal protection priorities, and we schedule you with your legislator so you could talk to them about it. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun. I think I've been doing it like 8 years or something like that.
Yeah.
But some of the topics that we've brought to the table that we want legislation on is like trapping on private property. And we've talked about this before.
What a weird thing.
Yeah, it is really weird. So if you own a lot of property, people who want to trap animals could just set traps on your property. So a lot of, companion animals get trapped in these traps.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is ask, if you want to trap, then, you have to get the written permission from the person who owns the land. I mean, it seems pretty, right? Doesn't that just seem
basic,
like common sense? We've talked about the wolf hunt and trapping. We want to get rid of that gas chamber bill, the humane pet store ordinance, shark fin trade, all different kinds of things. So it's kind of fun. So look up Humane Lobby Day Minnesota 2022 and join us on March 15th, Tuesday from 6 to 7 Central Standard Time. Also, Howling for Wolves.
Oh.
Check it out. Howling for Wolves is a great organization. They've been supporting the radio show from day one.
Mm-hmm.
Having Wolf Day 2022.
Wow.
On Wednesday, April 6th. It's called Non-Lethal, Keep the Packs Intact. So check out, just Google Howling for Wolves Wolf Day 2022. It's a great organization. Also, Robert, we are attending Compassionate Action for Animals. For short, they go for they call themselves CAA.
What day is that?
Compassionate Action for Animals. Yeah, I'm going to get to that.
Oh,
okay.
Make sure it's in my calendar.
Yeah, March 10th is the last day to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going on Sunday, March 20th.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and it takes place at 2:30 to 5 o'clock. You could either do virtual, you could do Zoom, or they're having the banquet where they're raising money for their funds. They're another great organization. We've worked with them over the years.
Mm-hmm.
This banquet will be held in person, if you want to do it in person, at La Donna. Oh my God, I can't say it. Cervecia, it's a restaurant, 241 Fremont Avenue North in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
But they, talk about all the stuff that they've done through the years, and then the money that you're spending goes towards their banquet and their fundraiser. So
we're
going to
have a busy weekend there with the opening of the store.
Yeah.
And then there's also the powwow at the University of Minnesota, the first time they're having that powwow since COVID.
Wow.
So it's been
and
off for
Saturday,
2 years.
Saturday, the 21st, I'm taking our godchild, Olivia, to see a show. Yeah.
That's the 19th is Saturday.
Okay.
Check your cozy.
I will have to check my cozy calendar. But anyway, check it out. Veg out the CAA casual banquet that's taking place on Sunday, March 20th. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And you know what? We see people who we've known over the years who are animal lovers and people who, think the
support,
same.
Yeah. Like-minded people.
Yeah, exactly. So I was talking a little bit earlier about how soldiers who are in the war, they have PTSD and, lots of issues, and that how dogs can help them, right? So there's this one organization, I think I've talked about this before. It's called Canines for Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a really great organization. They're nationwide. And what they do is really something terrific.
I think Hutch brought that up years ago,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know if it's the same organization, but there are other, mm-hmm. you know, there are organizations out there that train these dogs to help soldiers that have PTSD. So the good thing about this Canines for Warriors is that most of the dogs that they get are from the shelter.
Wow.
Yeah, they
that's
get
good.
The dogs from the shelter. Yep. And they train the dogs for all different types of things, PTSD, traumatic brain injury, or military sexual trauma. Mm. For veterans who are willing to take the first step to regain independence in their life, they are here to help. And they do. Canines for Warriors is the nation's largest veteran service organization focusing on providing highly trained service dogs to warriors. Their program is focused on mitigating and debilitating symptoms of service-connected traumas. So they work with the dogs. And if the dogs don't pass their tests, and they can't become these service dogs, they are put up for adoption. So, so that's a really good organization. And so I have this article here. I only have 2 minutes left. Heroes.
You only have a minute left.
Oh, Heroes Mile. If you want to look that up, they really talk about how specifically PTSD service dogs help veterans. And just this, a few of them are like flashbacks, nightmares, panic attacks, and anxiety attacks, emotional, they get emotional outbursts, depression, headaches, vomiting, rapid heartbeat, dizziness. And a lot of the veterans come back and the PTSD is really very strong, and they have they take drugs and alcohol then, right?
Yeah.
So it's like another whole level of PTSD because they're self-medicating, right? Because they mm-hmm. want to just feel better and not feel like this. So the war in Ukraine did I was thinking about the soldiers and the trauma. And I'm really, dogs, our dogs here in our house help us with all kinds of things, too.
Absolutely.
So,
they really do.
All the civilians in the war, too, need dogs.
That's right. Hey, I would like to end with these thoughts. If you're listening to this show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. Pini Gigi to Nancy Bolio, Gina Peltier, Free Leonard Peltier, right?
Free Leonard Peltier, stop line 3. Please get vaccinated and boosted.
We are the 7th generation. We're still here.
We'll be back tomorrow.